and welcome to another episode of the podcast. How is everybody doing? Hope you're doing good, considering that the presidential election was that week. And people seem to have freaked out, especially in Chicago. The people that I see are scared that Donald Trump was elected president. And is that justifiable? I don't know. We'll see what happens. I personally don't care. I really don't. I'm at this point in my life where my life's shitty. Come on. I really have things to worry about that are immediate and urgent to solve. I can't be really speculating what it'll be like. We have, a guy who was basing his entire campaign on shit-talking, being president. I have no idea what's going to happen. I personally believe that nothing drastic would happen. I think it's going to be a Republican Congress with a Republican president. And yeah, he might try to do some crazy shit and they'll pull on his reins a little bit. And it's going to be just weird vice laws will be passed that certainly are not moving society forwards, but what are you going to do? What are you going to do? And what the main concern that I have is not that Donald Trump won, but the reaction of people. It seems, from what I'm seeing over the past few days, is that people who are the liberals, people who are supposed to be open-minded and rely on logic to make decisions, they're acting irrationally, and they create all kinds of conspiracy theories, and they go, oh yeah, this is gonna be the end of the world. You gotta, this country's gonna go to shit once he steps in office. And we don't know. You don't know. You can speculate. Most of us have no information. Most of us have no idea how a government works. We're essentially reacting emotionally to something that we have no control over. You know, it's I see protests going around the city. Liberals protest the election of Trump. And you go, well, I get it. Certainly agree with you, but what is it we're gonna solve? It's not, I mean, in your eyes that's a big injustice, but at the end of the day it's the results of a democratic election. You know what you gonna do? Fuck it. You can't just throw a tantrum every time things don't go your way. Surely I understand the message and I agree with it. Yeah, certainly be against the people, be dicks to each other and attack minorities or people who are, from different sexualities or sorry about that. Sure. But, and now everybody thinks that everybody's going to be rude to each other and everybody's going to be hateful and people would have freedom to be mean. And I'm not sure that that's necessarily what's going to happen. You know, I'm sure the assholes existed long before Trump. Were they closeted assholes? I think they probably were. But an asshole is an asshole. At some point, the asshole farts and reveals its true nature, which is that it's full of shit. You know what I mean? That is, whoever's been an asshole, people probably didn't like him already. So all of a sudden, what is it, like the grand conspiracy that all the assholes gonna come together like a whatever army that is equipped with chemical weapons and they're gonna gas all of us to death? No, Yeah, I mean, there'll be instances of abuse, I'm sure. But listen, man, I believe life is like the waves of the ocean, all right? Seen surface people, surfers, is that the word, surfer? They go and climb the biggest wave, and then essentially the wave just turns and this tide kind of slows down and kind of levels down, levels up. Then the next wave comes and then it goes away. I think that's what's going to happen. I think there is a lot of pushback on those social justice warrior type people who are accusing everybody for being racist or sexist or homophobe or Islamophobe just because they have an opinion that is different from theirs. And so now people, I think we're experiencing the backlash. People go, fuck you, you ain't gonna censor me, I can say whatever I want. This is supposed to be a free country, and all of a sudden, oh, you shut me down just before I even make my point. And comedians certainly push back on that as a comedian, in my mind. I have certainly rebelled against censorship and political correctness. But that's also your job as a comedian. You can't... I was thinking about it today because I was watching some storytelling show, and... I'm not a big fan of storytelling shows because it's people who can't rhyme, write stories who, you know, about what happened to them when they couldn't, you know, their relationship didn't work or they got screwed on a job and go, fine, everyone has problems, chill out. I mean, I've been on some of those shows myself. What a hypocrite, right? But no, as I mean, storytelling shows are fun if the performers are good. Come on, it's like every other, form of entertainment. What did I bring that up? Oh yes, I was at a storytelling show. I was watching it. It was pretty good. Stories were interesting. But everyone's sort of felt the need to address the election and went on that negative path of, oh no, what are we going to do? We got to keep together. We got to survive this. Like it's the end of civilization. And I thought, if it was me out there on that stage, I would have tried to come up with a way to, I don't know, to go against what people expect. I would have tried to make a pro-Trump argument that's sort of logical and might be... Now, I don't like that he got elected, but it's not... as a comedian, you got to be able to argue the unpopular point of view. Just because if you preach to the choir, if you say all the things that other people are thinking... It doesn't become comedy anymore. It just becomes, yeah, it's just preaching, you know? And so it's important for a comedian to be able to see the other side of the argument. And I think this is the biggest problem right now, that people are so divided. If you saw the election results, it was super close. Half of the people were for Hillary, half of the people were for Trump. And so... what happens is those two groups of people, they hate each other now. And the thing is, they cannot find a common ground. They're not as important as, you know, as a society. You got to be able to have a logical sort of discussion about the problem. Without yelling at the other side for being wrong before they even... made their point. So I understand if you talk to a Trump supporter and he goes, oh, I voted for him because I hate the Mexicans. You go, yeah, they're a dick. You know, I'm not going to talk to you. But I'm sure there's some people who actually find something about Trump appealing that actually makes sense. I'm sure if you can just talk to one of those people and go, oh, okay, I see why you did that. I mean, I wouldn't have done it, but at least I get your logic. And also liberals, you know, they think if you're a Trump supporter, you're a dick, or you're racist, or sexist, or a bigot, you know. Maybe you should, yeah, put yourself in someone else's shoes and see how that feels. It's important. It's important once in a while, you know. Trump supporters, I don't know what they think. They probably go, oh yeah, liberals, they, you know, they want free stuff and everybody to come and go without vetting, see who can enter the country and who's a bad guy, who's a good guy. We need to protect ourselves. Sure, there's logic in that, but talk to one of those liberal people, you know. That's the problem. People don't communicate. People have different points of view and they stick to. The more idealistic you become, the less you can understand fully the world that you live in. And that is, I think it's important for people to see reality as objectively as they can. Because That's what moves progress. You know, being in a bubble surrounded by people who are like-minded feels good, but it doesn't move the needle anywhere. That's why it's important to go out of your comfort zone, go and talk to people who disagree with you and see what they have to say and try to put yourselves, you know, on their place. See, how do you feel? So that's the biggest problem, I feel. Not that Trump got elected, but that the whole society got divided into two groups that aren't willing to really engage in a logical and rational manner. And that is the biggest problem, I feel. I don't know. I consider myself to be a centrist sort of liberal person. But I would accept a conservative point of view if it makes sense. Unfortunately, you know, conservatives went crazy ideological when they would argue over stupid problems like, oh, when does life start? Is it conception? Is it when you come on our tits? Where does it start? Can we put you in jail for coming in a condom and throw it in the garbage? Is that an abortion? What? It doesn't matter, man. There's some common sense problems that we can solve easily without arguing about them. Because there are bigger problems that we can actually argue about and solve. Yeah. What do we expect now with a new government in America? What, they're going to make abortion illegal? Like, that's the biggest issue? Oh, too many people have abortions. What does that lead to? Nothing. Less traffic. I don't fucking know. Nobody fucking knows. It's a purely ideological point. But it doesn't do anything. People deny climate change. You go, why? Can you go and do some research? Isn't it crazy that we have all that technology and have Google on your phone? And yet people are dumb as fuck. And not everybody's stupid. But this the unwillingness to really go and learn things before you make decisions. You know? Some douchebag goes on TV and goes, yeah, I'll be the greatest president. You just believe them? Is that how you go and when you go to the dealership and buy a car and you go, hey, I'm looking for... Is that the best car? Yes, that's the best car. You don't have to go to other dealerships. Yeah, that's the best deal. $100,000 for a Corolla. Yeah, that's the best deal. Trust me. Oh, yes, I'll trust you, sir. Is that how you... No, you go and argue. Hey, but what about the other dealership? What about the other brands? What do you have to give me? Yeah, if it's up to you, if it's so important to you, you go and do your research and then you argue with the person to get the best deal possible. But no, somebody goes on TV and goes, oh yeah, I'm going to make America great. How? It doesn't matter. Trust me on this. And you just say yes. It's also about liberals. You know, Hillary, I'm sure she's full of shit. You know, she goes to bankers, does speeches, they give her money. And yeah, question that. Sure. But then, I don't know. It becomes all the political system became as a big spectacle instead of the boring, you know, mathematical equation that it should be. It should be all based on math. Okay, who's done this? Who's better for this? What voted for? Who voted for what? Okay, what did you move? Did you move society forward, or you're just dumb as fuck and rely on your arrogance to get votes? Which one are you? Let's examine that. Yeah, it should be, politics should be boring and it should be for everybody. And you should make decision over a week period, where 1 week period where they come on TV and answer all those boring questions. You just commit. 1 week, fuck it. I'll go and listen to what they have to say, and I'm really going to examine that. Fuck it, I make my mind. It doesn't have to be a 2 year long process when all the nasty things make the highlights on the news and newspapers, and people just read that and they don't read the whole article and just make their minds. And also, every fucking media presents their different point of view, and it's all, everyone's biased and people are all confused, and is that some crap? No one talks about that. No, everybody talks about the end of the world and how Trump supporters are dicks. And Trump supporters go and write Nazi symbols on fucking signs and say, oh, go back to Mexico and Africa. I'm like, what is that? I'm Eastern European. I'm a foreigner. And I'm not sure how that affects me. I'm not really concerned. I'm just going to keep doing what I do. If shit hits the fan, I've seen shitty times. People adopt and people handle their problems. And that's what's going to happen. So, chill the fuck up. Chill out. And take an advice from a person who doesn't even speak the language and who has been openly full of shit for years. But you know what? At the end of the day, no matter whose advice you listen to, it's probably going to be just as shitty as mine. So don't worry. It's all going to be all right. And I'm going to end this ridiculously long political rant. Hopefully, you don't feel as bad anymore. All right, I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.